Good evening and welcome. It is good to see all of you here on this Christmas Eve. And we have many guests and extended family members with us tonight. We're delighted all of you could come. We have a very special service. It's called the Lessons and Carols. And we simply take the scriptures and let the Bible tell the story of the coming of Jesus. And we will intersperse the readings by singing the carols as listed. We do have an issue with the first one, however. O Come All Ye Faithful is not 230. It's another number. What did you find out? 234. So we weren't but four off, but we're not playing horseshoes, and close doesn't matter. It's got to be right on it. So 234 instead of 230. So that will be on the first hymn itself. Just one verse of each hymn. Now, a few more rubrics, as we say. At the end of the service, we will have a candle lighting. So when you come here to the front, and we'll form two lines for the sacrament, and we'll dispense the sacrament as we stand here, be sure to pick up a candle, which will be on that table right over there. And then after everyone has received the sacrament, by the way, come down the center aisle, receive the sacrament here, and then go back the outside aisles to your pews. When this happens and everyone has had the sacrament, then I will take the candle, the light from the Christ candle, and bring it to the first group of people here, and then let the light pass down the people sitting on the pew. Now, one thing that might be helpful, we don't usually light candles anymore, we just flip a light switch. So I would suggest that as you light the candle, in order to avoid the candle hot wax, if the one who has the lighted candle will hold it straight, and the one who needs the light, if you will come at it perpendicular. That way you can light the candle, and the person who has the light won't turn on you, and you will say, ouch. So don't go there. I've been doing this for a long time, candlelight services every Christmas Eve, and believe me, this is one time I really do know what I'm talking about. So hold the candlelight, the lighted one here, take the light perpendicular, okay? It is so good to see you here, a special time. So at this time, I would invite Terry Honeycutt and her mom, Nora Lee Owings, to light all four of the Advent candles plus the Christ candle.
Here are the words of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
We stand on the brink of God, of God's time, and light again the candles of hope, peace, joy, and love.
We We light the Christ candle to celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus, the light coming into the world.
Let us bow in prayer together. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, our hearts are filled with great anticipation this night. For this is the night that Jesus was born. This is the night that we remember all those wonderful and glorious accounts of your promises that a Savior will come, and the fulfillment of your promise in the little baby, the infant of Bethlehem. The drama has been building all through the Advent season. And now tonight, at the Christ Mass, Christmas, we celebrate the Savior of the world coming to save us from our sin. Thank you, O Lord, for your love, for you did love all of us in this world so much that you sent Jesus, your Son. Keep our belief strong in him. Help us every moment of every day, and we beseech you, be present in our service tonight. And Lord, let Jesus be born tonight in our hearts once again. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The hymn is, O Come, All Ye Faithful, number 234. We'll stand as we sing the first verse. Please be seated. Our first lesson comes from Genesis, from chapter number 3, verses 8 through 15 and 17 through 19. Let us hear this Old Testament lesson. They heard the sound of the Lord, God himself walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and asked him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." And then continuing, "And to the man, he said, 'Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. We remain seated as we sing Once in Royal David's City, the first verse. Once again from Genesis, chapter 22 this time, verses 15 to 18. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice." Once again, remain seated. O come, Emmanuel. The first verse. Now we move in our readings to the prophets. From the book of Isaiah, Isaiah's prophecy, chapter number 9, verse 2, and then verses 6 and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Let us stand and sing the first verse of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. seated. Once again from the book of the prophet Isaiah, this time chapter 11. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them, the cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters that cover the sea. Lo, how a rose e'er blooming. Please remain seated. First verse. Our scriptures now take us into the New Testament. From the Gospel of St. Luke, hear this passage from chapter 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I'm a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. We stand as we sing the first verse only of Hark, the Herald Angels Sing. Christmas story continues once again from Luke's Gospel, this time from chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Let's remain seated and sing Away in the Manger. Once again, Luke continues. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of a great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. Let's stand as we sing, "Angels We Have Heard on High." Now from the first gospel, the story of the wise men, Matthew 2, 1 to 11. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who's been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, and the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We remain seated as we sing, "We Three Kings of Orient Are." Our ninth and final lesson comes from the fourth gospel, the gospel according to St. John, the first 14 verses of the prologue. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came to witness as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet, the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Amen. And here ends the lesson. Rather than have the lengthy liturgy which surrounds the administration of the sacrament, tonight, this special night, we will simply have a prayer of consecration. I should like to remind us, though, that in the United Methodist Church, the Lord's Supper is just that. It is the Lord's Supper, and everyone is invited to participate and to partake of these elements of bread and wine or grape juice. For the Lord's table, we have the invitation to come. As we confess our sins, we remember that Christmas allows us to accept the free gift of salvation. Belief in Christ is paramount. It's a prerequisite for not having to be dragged down with remembering our sins and paying for them. Jesus paid it all. So as we receive the bread and the wine, let us remember Jesus started this with the first Lord's Supper. And we are to celebrate this every opportunity we have. Furthermore, we look forward to the great heavenly banquet when all the people who are raised in Christ will get to sit at his heavenly banquet and he will administer the food for all of us. Let us pray. Thank you, O God, for Christmas. Thank you, O God, for Jesus. Thank you, O God, for what Jesus did for the sins of the world. And thank you, O God, for granting us salvation through Christ. Please, O Lord, at this time, change these elements of the body and blood of Christ to be that symbolically, but actually through the spiritual presence of your Holy Spirit. And bless us all as we celebrate in this hour. Amen. Please come down the center aisle. Don't feel left out, do you? Be loaves who would like to have the elements brought to you where you're sitting. Anyone? What about those who do not have candles as yet? They have a few more right here. Go ahead. In just a few moments, we will sing Silent Night, Holy Night. In just a few moments, I will want all of us to stand, and as we sing this first verse only of that beautiful carol, let us hold our candles high, all the while remembering that this is a symbol of what God wants us to do with the light of the world, which is born in our hearts. What a privilege tonight to celebrate the Christ Mass or Christmas. What a privilege tonight to remember God's counting on the likes of you and me, just like we count on God. And let's remember tonight, the world is filled with darkness. Jesus is the light of the world. And he's picked the likes of you and me to perpetuate his coming once again this Christmas. Will you stand? light lifted high. As you blow out the candles, remember there's a table out front. Leave the candles there and let us go forth. Shall we pray? Thank you, O Lord, for sending forth your Holy Spirit during our time of worship. Thank you for the wonderful scriptures and the lovely carols that we have shared. But most of all, thank you for Jesus. And now, people of God, go in peace. And may each one of us have a blessed, a merry, a wonderful Christmas this year, too. Go in peace.